This is Space Kate. I'm in Sodankylä in the north of Finland, Lapland, above the Arctic Circle. We're in the Arctic. And I'm here for the ESA Aurora tweet-up seminar, space weather, information overload and beauty overload with the pictures that we've seen from Don Pettit, the astronaut, this morning. When I come to these things, I like to just grab interesting people. And we were just standing, having a very nice glass of sparkling wine from a special lapish wooden cup holder. This seems like a nice way to drink sparkling wine. And I found this chap who has the most wonderful but complicated name. I'm guessing it's a Finnish name, maybe?
Yeah, I would say it's Finnish, yeah. Jarmo Kortaniemi. So try to repeat that by yourself.
Is that your first name or your first name and your surname?
Both. Jarmo is my first name and Kortaniemi is the surname.
Jarmo.
Yeah.
Jarmo. Yeah. Okay. One thing I've learned on this trip is that Finnish words are long and very hard to say. And yeah. We were just discussing the moon and how you decide where to land on the moon. So when I was at the International Space University, I spoke to a chap who actually helped decide where the Apollo missions would land. And I kind of asked, it must be very different now because there's so much information from satellites. What did they do? Just point at a picture and say there? And he kind of said, well, kind of. So you've looked at the moon again and thought about where you would land with all the new information. What did you find out?
Yes, I was part of a program that where we were supposed to look through all the information, concentrating on some specific topic. My topic was volcanism on the moon. There was a team. We were just browsing through all the literature and basically, we found that people have been suggesting specific sites, these famous sites like Aristarchus Plateau, because they're just popular. But looking through all the data, there are much more interesting places and much more compact places. So if you would land a manned mission somewhere, you don't have several thousand kilometers of traverse possibilities, basically. So if you take a rover, you maybe can go 20 kilometers, probably only 10 kilometers. And what you want to see should be in that region. So we were supposed to just pick out places and found, I think, 10 or 20 places worth checking out if somebody would eventually go there.
So I suppose it does depend on what you're looking for. You know, are you looking for a place to land people? Are you looking for a place to do some geology with a rover? I guess you must have had some criteria when you were looking at places.
Yeah, this program was part of, not NASA initiative, but it was designed to help NASA with their new upcoming, now cancelled moon missions. Manned moon missions. Mm-hmm. And the idea was to use the capabilities of the new designed lunar rovers. I don't remember what their name is, but they're really cool. Go and check them out. They're probably you can see them on YouTube. But we were supposed to look for places where just robotic landings wouldn't be enough, where you would need the human geologist to actually turn a rock and maybe hammer a rock and then operate very complex machinery on site and do decisions that maybe robotic rovers couldn't do.
So I'm interested if you've, you know, looked at all the research that's out there with the benefit of hindsight, shall we say. How well did the Apollo missions do at choosing their sites? Or were they, you know, were there any match, you know, this was a good place and by luck they found it, or were they just completely off?
Much of the information that we have about the moon is because of the Apollo mission. So it's kind of you going and looking at the rationale behind the science, you're looking the rationale for. So it's not easy to actually comment on
kind that, of kind of biased by the information that those missions have got.
But we were looking at remote sensing mostly, and we found that most of the Apollo sites were sufficiently good. They brought huge amounts of data that is very complex, and people are still wondering about different things about them. But I remember, I don't remember which Apollo mission was landed near the Hadley Rill. There they could have chosen a better site, just 5 kilometers one way. So small details would have been good to redefine if one would to were to design the mission again. But we found many sites that couldn't have been chosen at the time because they just didn't have all the remote sensing data at different wavelengths and all the computing power that we have today.
So there's still more to be found on the moon.
Yeah, well, we went to, the Americans went to few sites and brought back just a little less than 400 kilograms. That's just about the same as if you were to land on Europe and bring back a couple of hundred kilos of rock and say what European land was made of. So there's plenty of stuff to look for on the moon.
Well, like you said, NASA have seemingly turned their back on the moon for the moment. And there's a lot of excitement at the moment about Mars. Have you done any work to think about where would be a good place to land on Mars?
Well, by training, I am a Martian. I've studied Mars much more than the moon. I haven't looked at landing sites on Mars. I have my favorite sites. But one thing that we have done during our coffee breaks when we've done, at our university in Oulu, is to pick out good sites for summer cabins. And, you would want a place just next to a stream and maybe a lake and maybe with good scenery. So plenty of places there.
So you spend your coffee breaks picking out your holiday homes on Mars. That's brilliant. I mean, if we want to find out more about the kind of work that you're doing or more about landing sites or what there is on Mars, is there some information that you have online that we can point people to?
I would say just Google Mars. NASA has pretty good sites for PR. I don't remember their addresses.
To be honest, they probably come up first on the Google search. But I wondered if you're based in Finland, so I wondered if you had any. I guess it would all be in Finnish. Long words that are hard to pronounce.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, stick to the NASA sites in that case.
Yeah, they're good at PR, so yeah. And they bring down most of the information, although there is the European space probe there right now. But I have to admit, Americans are much better at doing PR, popular outreach, you name it, basically, anything.
There's still hope for us yet.
Yeah, hopefully.
Anyway, thank you for your time. Let's get back. I think they've started dinner, and we can't be missing that because we've got to get fed up, before we put on all of our layers and go out aurora hunting. Woohoo!